Monday, January 4th, 2010. First news of this year from Oroville. On microphone, Marlanka, Andrea, Chloe, and Mattia in studio. In the sky today, scattered clouds visible. Northeasterly winds, 18 to 25 kilometers per hour. Temperature range, 22 to 27 degrees. The feature of today's news is an excerpt from this morning's Bhumi Puja, celebrated by Dr. Karan Singh. That's a ceremony to inaugurate the new building for the Center of Indian Culture, which will continue to be at Bharat Nivas.
Om Bhadram Karne Bhi Shinu Yama Deva Bhadram Pashe Makhya Bhirya Jatra Sire Rangai Sushtu Vagn Shastanu Bhivya Shem Deva Hitam Yadayuhu Swastina Indro Vridashavaha Swastinaha Pusha Vishwavedaha Swastinastarakshor Arishtanemihi Swastino Brihaspatir Dadhatu Payaha Prithibhyam Paya Oshadishu Payo Divyantarikshe Payo Dhaha Payaswatihi Pradishaha Santumayam Vishno Raratamasi Vishnoho Shumtresho Vishnoho Surasi Vishno Dhruvosi Vaishnavamasi Vishnavetva Agnir Devata Vato Devata Suryo Devata Chandrama Devata Vasavo Devata Rudra Devata Ditya Devata Maruto Devata Vishve Deva Devata Brihaspatir Devatendro Devata Maruto Devata Dhyauh Shantirantariksham Shantih Prithivi Shantirapaha Shantiro Shadayah Shantih Vanaspatayah Shantir Vishve Devah Shantir Brahma Shantih Sarvagn Shantih Sama Shantiredhi Om Gananantva Ganapatin Havamahe
Aquatica, a dream aquatic bodywork center to be located in the heart of Oroville near the ARCA project, launches a campaign offering video and photo presentations on aquatic bodywork and an informational question and answer session with the Aquatica team on Thursday, 7th of January, 5 p.m. at Well Cafe. For more information, contact aquatica@oroville.org or visit the website www.aquatica.in, as in India. Following are the first 3 points from Mother's response when asked in June 1970 what it is to be a true Orovillian. The first necessity is the inner discovery by which one learns who one really is behind the social, moral, cultural, racial, and hereditary appearances. At our inmost center, there is a free being, wide and knowing, who awaits our discovery and who ought to become the acting center of our being and our life in Oroville. And one lives in Oroville in order to be free of moral and social conventions. But this liberty must not be a new slavery to the ego, its desires and ambitions. The fulfillment of desires bars the route to the inner discovery, which can only be attained in peace and the transparency of a perfect disinterestedness. The Orovillian must lose the proprietary sense of possession. For our passage in the material world, that which is indispensable to our life and to our action is put at our disposal according to the place we should occupy there. The more conscious our contact is with our inner being, the more exact are the means given. And this from Sri Aurobindo. Our work should be according to the truth within us. It must be a living and sincere expression of the soul and its inborn powers. The news is an echo in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact orovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.